You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. So we are experiencing a Mercury retrograde. It just happened on the 13th. Mercury went retrograde in Scorpio, opposite Uranus. So kind of like shocking revelations, but maybe also like the revealing of secrets or even the creating of secrets, maybe. That could be something that's going on. Scorpio is really good at sniffing out the details and figuring out where the bodies are buried. So if you have any Scorpio in your chart, you'll be even maybe extra into digging down and sorting things out. The Scorpio energy is kind of perfect in retrograde in a sense, because Scorpio is not good at leaving things undone. It wants to, like, if something is wrong, it's like, you know, getting a piece of popcorn stuck in your teeth or a sliver or a hair in your eye, or, you know, you just can't leave it. You have to dig at it. And that's very square energy too. You've got to dig at it until you got it sorted out. But also with the Mercury in Scorpio, we need to be able to finish it up, figure out what was wrong. And that's very Scorpio. It's like, it can't just like, it's not generally one of the energies that will just like let something fade away. It wants there to be clarity and understanding and figuring out what went wrong and why it went wrong, even if so that it can kind of like put it in a box and send it off, you know, to the ethers. It's done. This is done. But there's lots of times, lots of different signs too that aren't, you know, they would rather just sort of avoid their problems or not really deal with it. Just ignore the problem and maybe it'll go away. Sometimes it does go away, but sometimes it just festers and gets even worse and more stinky and gross, and you still got to deal with it eventually. So Scorpio is pretty good at digging into the stinky, gross, hidden things and going, wait a minute, what's going on here? We need to deal with this. So that could be going on for you. Depending on where it is in your chart, it's where you'll be focusing the energy. So could be, you know, families or work or relationships, like love relationships or with your children, or there's like lots of different areas of life that it might play out. So you can have a look at your chart and see where is the Scorpio? Where is Mercury in Scorpio right now for me? And you'll kind of get an idea. Probably you can just figure out what you're obsessing about and you'll see where Mercury in Scorpio is. And that's the thing too, is it can be very, the dark side of Scorpio is that it can be possessive, it can be jealous, it can be vengeful. Like Scorpio, if somebody wrongs a Scorpio, like it's like the last person you really want to cross, because they have a hard time letting go of it. They'll feel like, you know, they'll always remember. They won't forget that you screwed them over, and they'll be this like kind of even just the bad vibe that comes off of them because you screwed them over isn't worth it. But it is sort of an unevolved Scorpio can be a very vengeful creature, but an evolved Scorpio is a healer and somebody who has dove into the deep, dark depths and been able to sit there, and it can hold space in the middle of the most traumatic situations like birth and death and, you know, whatever you might be going through, like a psychological break or whatever. Scorpio can stand there and be very like present with what is happening and hold space. And a lot of people don't want to hold space for that. Like, you know, most people don't want to be around grieving people, but Scorpio can do that. Scorpio can stand there. They might work in hospice. They could just as easily be a doula or a midwife or something, because that's pretty intense when you're birthing people into the world. So that's going on. Scorpio's there opposite Uranus. So it could be like shocking revelations, things that you just didn't see coming or you didn't think about, but it's probably going to be quite interesting either way. And it's until November 3rd. Usually when there's an election, when Mercury is retrograde, it doesn't come out clear, which, I mean, we've been preparing for that, I guess, anyway. So it depends on like where it is and how it works for you for the next 3 weeks. So don't expect you know, don't expect to just charge ahead very easily because of the Mercury retrograde. Look back and see, you know, where have things gone wrong, or what do I need to understand, or even any sort of like delving into your psyche. It's nice to be able to like look into your own psyche and be able to go, oh, like, shit, look what I was doing there. Look what I was attracting here. Or, yeah, that's my fault. I need to deal with that. Or, like, it just is very kind of like a reckoning and allowing you to be really honest, which, I mean, that's important for everybody's well-being. So we've got that going on. And then we also have, we're under the influence of the Libra new moon. And you think on paper, oh, a Libra new moon, how lovely. Because Libra is ruled by Venus and it cares about justice and peace and harmony and very much like understands, wants to understand everybody's point of view. The darker side of Libra is that it can't make a decision. It like, you know, it can be very slippery and inauthentic. And, you know, you think you're friends with a Libra, but then you're like, oh, really, we're not friends. They were just reflecting what they thought the person wanted to see. So there can be this sort of chameleon energy that isn't very high and positive. And it can also be like so indecisive. Like, how can you make a decision? You can't, my stomach's growling. I wonder if that's coming on the microphone. It's like you can't decide from this way or that way, or should I do this? Or like, it's just very indecisive energy. So, you know, look around and see if there's any sort of inauthenticity around you, or someone that you think is one way actually is just reflecting what you want to see. That could be going on. That's not the greatest. You don't want that to go on. But it's also opposite Mars. So there, and Mars is in Aries, and Aries is the ruler of Mars, and it's like super strong there. Even though it's retrograde, it's like angry. It's like pissed off, and it doesn't want to be pushed around. It doesn't want to be told what to do. It doesn't want to, it needs to stand up for itself and make a stand and kind of go its own way, that Mars energy. So it's at odds, like literally in opposition to the Sun and the Moon right now. And then both of those, the Sun and the Moon and Mars, are all squaring the Saturn, Pluto, Jupiter energy in Capricorn. And Capricorn is they often have to do with like the institute, it's the institutions of the world. It's the government and the financial situation, or the financial institutions, everything, the medical institution, everything that I thought I turned my ringer off. Sorry about that. Every kind of like system that society is run under would be under Capricorn. So it makes sense that this whole kind of shit show is going on while Saturn and Pluto and Jupiter are marching through Capricorn. And it's really kind of triggering the energy in it, maybe even a more harsh way that was happening in March when all the lockdowns and the borders closed and all that happened. So that's being triggered again, but with a square instead of the conjunction of Mars. That's kind of powerful and kind of is an understatement, actually. And so what I think is happening is they're tightening the noose is what came to mind, but they're tightening their grip and it's getting even worse. That they said it would be a couple of weeks that the border would close, maybe a month at the most. And they said that, you know, the lockdowns wouldn't last for very long and the rules and the regulations would lift soon. We just had to get this virus under control. But now they're like, oh, it's worse and it's getting bad again. And it's just like, I just feel like we're so manipulated, like the populace is being so manipulated, and it's very upsetting. And yeah, I think that the Mars and the Libra squaring this is maybe the populace aware or the inner, like we all have like this inner light, right? We all have our spirit inside of us that's trying to lead us to the best version of our most wonderful life. And that part of us, I think, is shut down right from when we're little children. Like as soon as we get like thrown into the school system, that part of us is shut down. And so it's hard for people to know what's right and what's wrong and what's good and what isn't. And if we've been trained to follow the professionals and the experts and listen to what we're told, you know, we comply because that's what makes us good people, good, kind, loving, you know, unselfish people. But with Mars and Aries there, I think it helps everybody go, wait a minute, there's something not right here. I need to like stand up. I need to say something. I need to do something. I need to like not go along with it. I need to go my own way. So even though it's kind of like, it's not a harmonious energy, it's definitely conflict. It's conflict that hopefully will, I mean, squares always produce results. They always produce growth. So we're all under this like pressure cooker of growth right now. And hopefully that's what we're doing, is growing. If we can grow through all this, then, you know, it won't be so bad. But it is a pretty weird and sinister time. And I think that the more conscious you can be and the more capable of tapping into your inner self and following your own guidance is really necessary. With the Mercury in Scorpio, we can really see, we should all be able to have like our like X-ray vision glasses on. We can see the bullshit. So hopefully that's true for everybody. I mean, it might not be, but hopefully it is. I guess there could be, there's so many ways and archetypes of like the archetypes of astrological energy can play out. So just trying to tap into the vibe of it is what we're doing here so that we can work with it the best we can. So we've got the squares, we're dealing with that. Squares, like they can manifest in a great deal of frustration or a feeling of being thwarted. When Mars and Saturn come together and also with Pluto, there's this definite like thwarting energy. Like I can't move forward, or I try to move forward and I'm stuck, or I'm not allowed, or, you know, it's frustrating. So you might feel more frustrated than usual. You might be getting headaches. Headaches are really common when Mars is strong and active because it rules the head. So be careful, you know, with that. You might be feeling super on one level indecisive and not sure what to do, or wanting to be kind and careful and sensitive to others' needs, but then there's this other part of you that can't do it. That's actually, it reminds me of what happened at Costco the last time I went, which was really shocking. I was just going to Costco and getting, you know, the stuff we get from Costco. And it's quite busy. And what I noticed before was that only like 30% of people were wearing masks. But all of a sudden this day when I went, everyone was wearing a mask. And I was like, oh gosh, like I'm not paying attention to the mainstream news. I try not to now because it just gets me in an uproar. So all of a sudden I'm faced with an entire Costco, like everybody's masked up. Like it's like Armageddon or like the apocalypse or something. It was very disturbing. And then I thought I was just going to Costco with and just getting my stuff. Like I didn't expect that I was about to go and have this like kind of internal showdown with myself where it was like, okay, are you going to do it? Are you going to go along with this? Or are you going to stand in your integrity and not wear a mask because you think it's all, I think that it's all being, you know, manipulated and we're being manipulated. And so I was pissed that I actually, because I don't want to stand out. I don't want to cause a ruckus necessarily. But if I'm pushed to the wall, then I have to take a stand. Like I had to, like the integrity in me was like, no, you can't wear a mask. You have to do it. You have to go in there and be one of like the only person. At the time, I thought I'm like the only one not wearing a mask. Luckily, there was like four other people that day out of the hundreds that were in there that were also not wearing a mask. So that kind of made me feel a little better. And even better than that was that nobody gave me a dirty look. Although you can't really tell from behind the mask if you're getting a dirty look. So maybe I got lots of dirty looks, but there was nobody confronted me about it, which I was grateful for because I don't want to have like a confrontation with a stranger. Like that doesn't like feel nice. I don't want to do it, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't wear a mask. I had to like, it literally felt like one of those like reckoning moments. Like if you do it, then, you know, like it just really did. It felt like some kind of reckoning. And I was pissed about it. And that's very the Mars and Aries energy. Like it came in when I needed to stand up and like, you know, do what I felt was right. Even though what I felt was right was against everybody else in Costco, which was very upsetting. Very upsetting. I don't want to be that person. But I also couldn't go along with what was going on. So I had to be that person. It's like I don't know, it feels like my obligation to follow what I believe is the truth. I mean, it really is all of our obligation, ultimately. So I didn't wear the mask, didn't get in trouble, nobody said anything, but I was just so pissed about it. It was like my poor hubby had to listen to me ranting and raving about what's going on and how can this be happening. And also I was very upset because, you know, I'm pretty much in my own little world, so I don't really see, thank goodness I'm on my own little world, by the way. Thank you. But I found that it was upsetting to me that everybody was going along. And that meant to me that everybody believes what's happening. And then if everybody believes what's happening, that's just so awful and scary. Ah! So anyway, there's those sorts of like, this was my experience with that Mars, like Libra, the Libra part was like, oh, I want to go along. I want to do what everyone else is doing because it's the kind thing, the unselfish thing to make sure I don't spread my germs with this mask they've proven don't really work. Or that part came out. And then there was also this like, screw this, man. I'm not going to go along with it. Like it felt like a life or death situation. Like that was how like thrown by it I was, that if I chose the mask, that I was conceding to it somehow and I couldn't do it. So I hope that you have a situation that's as clear as that to so you can deal with it, right? Like anyway, I walked out feeling like at least I did stand in my own integrity, like in the very least. And I guess I'm going to just have to keep doing that now because it's just getting worse. The rules and regulations are getting even worse. Even when they were supposed to be getting better, they're getting worse. Just like we knew the second wave was going to come when they decided to roll it out. And I'm sure there's going to be a third wave too. So upsetting, but I guess the best you can do is like stay in your own kind of, I don't know. It doesn't help to be all upset about it. That's what I've noticed. Certainly it's not, you know, my hubby certainly doesn't appreciate me being all upset about it. So I guess we need to kind of find more of an acceptance, a non-judgmental, accepting place, and just sort of observe. And when I can get into that space, like when I'm not being kind of pushed to take a stand like I felt like I was, then I can be kind of more, I guess, less, I can just observe and not be upset. Although I'm not having an easy time of that, I must say, because I do get upset by it. It's upsetting. Like this is our world and this is happening and this is crazy. So yeah, take a stand if you have to. Be kind also. Like I wasn't rude to anybody. I didn't hurt anybody or yell at anybody or do anything like that. I just didn't wear a mask. So if you can kind of take your stand without doing all the other stuff, great. I mean, we can at least still do that. Like at least they're not, you know, at least they didn't put me in handcuffs and throw me in the internment camps they're building here in Canada. That's lucky. I guess I still have that on my side. So we've got that all going on. Everyone's going to be feeling it. The world's going to be feeling it. But there is this sort of lovely bit of grace that comes through too with Venus trining Venus trining Jupiter and Saturn and Uranus, which, and I guess Pluto too. Yeah, it's trining all of those. So this is like a blessing energy as well. So perhaps, like, that's the good thing about Venus. It's in Virgo right now. So it's going to be very, even more precise than usual, than it would normally be. And it's a blessing. It's like we brought this through already. We've already earned this lucky combination of energy. So it could play out in a way that all this is going on, but we understand the implications, or we understand, it's like the spiritual energy really activated. So when you have like a sense of spirituality, when something shitty happens, you can go, okay, well, Mars was on top of Uranus and that, you know, triggered the energy. But I also learned this, and I learned to stand up for myself, and I learned, you know, what I really believe or whatever. There's like learning. So whenever anything bad happens, when you have a spiritual way of looking at things, you always go to that to figure out, you know, oh, well, this happened for a reason. What's the reason? And generally, if you inquire along those lines, then suddenly you'll be flooded with like, well, it happened because of this and this happened and now you know that and this. That's how it's always worked for me anyway. And that's kind of what's triggered is the spiritual energy. There could be, like, there is an opposition to Neptune that could have things like being very hard to discern. There might be like deceit. Neptune can be involved with like deceitful situations and being lied to. So this world's kind of, there's a lot of that going on. So that ties into here too, but also giving us this, again, the spiritual perspective, like, okay, well, let's understand this from a deeper perspective, or like what's happening to humanity as a whole and how might this be like connected to the whole, you know, in a galactic way. So we can think with Neptune tying in more like much broader, we are all one, we're in this together kind of way, which is helpful. Venus too, like you might actually end up connecting with somebody important. There could be like maybe like an authoritarian situation that works out in your favor, which is nice. Like there's like a blessing around it. So you could end up like having a lucky break or finding a lucky opportunity or that kind of energy. And it does, I mean, this is the new moon that's going on. You know, it'll unravel for the next 6 months. In 6 months, we'll be able to see what came of it, but we definitely feel it for the rest of the month. So do make sure that you take time to set your intentions and be very clear about what you're trying to create. Maybe even like stretch yourself, like do something you wouldn't normally do, because the square is like, ugh, you can push yourself. You can push yourself and grow in ways you wouldn't normally do. So look at it that way and try to like step into something. So coming up for the next couple after the new moon, which is on the 16th, you've got three really good days of like intention setting there, like where you can really ride the energy of the new moon. And then on the weekend, Sunday is it's a difficult day. There's like, luckily there's a lovely trine with Neptune, which gives us the spiritual perspective or that sort of softening of the energy. But there is a square from the sun to Saturn, not easy, and an opposition to Neptune from Venus, also kind of not easy. And then also the square between Mars and Jupiter, which just sort of expands everything. So you could feel this weekend, like even you could get super angry about something or like feel really frustrated and like yell. You might be like, like, you know, where you're blowing your top a lot, like overreacting about certain things, feeling frustratable. That sort of thing could happen for sure. So be aware of that. And also because of that, like be careful of accidents. Like don't be, you know, don't ride your bike off in a huff or something like that. Like keep grounded, be careful, watch for head injuries. When Mars is involved, like it can be like you wham your head into the counter or, you know, you like a tree branch. That's one thing I'm always worried about because I've lived near like the forest, and when it's windy and my hubby wants to go out and ride the bike and take the dogs in the wind and the weather, I'm like, no, you can't go, because people die from like windy forest experiences where a branch blew off a tree and bam, hit you in the head. End of days. So yeah, be careful. Don't get a head injury. Be careful with your head. You know, maybe even just wear a helmet on Sunday. That way you'll be for sure careful. You can't hurt yourself that way. That energy kind of, what else we've got? We've got the Neptune opposition. This is the 18th. Venus. I just think like it could be where we're misled somehow in our relationships in some way. Or maybe we inadvertently mislead someone else, which we don't, you know, you don't really want to do that. But sometimes you do it without even realizing it. So just be aware that there could be something that you don't know. Thing, and especially with Mercury retrograde, you might just be able to sniff it out. You might be able to figure out where that body is buried. What else do we got here? That's kind of the big stuff during the week. Yeah, we do have, I guess, the 24th. Oh, that's kind of a big deal. We have the sun moving to Scorpio on the 23rd. So that's going to be different. That, I mean, Scorpio is intense, right? They people who are Scorpio are always like aware of like the dark side. They're aware of the intensity of things and, you know, the fact that there even is a dark side. A Libra might be like, oh, no, I don't want to think about that. But a Scorpio will be like, this is the truth. This is what's going on. This is what we got to deal with. So that could be happening once the sun moves into Scorpio too. It's intense. It's going to be interesting, actually, to see how this all plays out for the next month, because there's a lot going on in the world right now. A lot. We should keep notes. Let's keep notes. Keep little like bullet point notes about crazy stuff that you've noticed and share it with me, because I'd like to see what you've noticed about the crazy world that we're in right now. It's helpful if we all share our perspectives. And that's another thing that's happening that's shocking and crazy is the level of censorship that's going on is like we've never even seen before. Like, unbelievable. They're just wiping people. It doesn't matter who they are either. Like, they'll just wipe them off they're deplatforming them off of their YouTube videos, even if they've been on there for like 10 years. Like, it's shocking. And the shocking thing is that like people kind of like me are noticing this, right? They're talking about it and stuff, but the mainstream, like all those people at the masquerade in Costco, they're not looking to see if this is happening. They're not questioning whether we're being lied to or not. It's not like even on the radar. So that's shocking and scary. And I don't know, I find it really upsetting that this is happening. I don't even know what I could actually do about it either, which is also upsetting. So do take notes, do figure out, you know, to keep your own self secure and feeling good. It is the change of season. So make sure that you take care to feed yourself properly and lots of like root vegetables and things that help keep your body strong and grounded, and broths and stews and yummy things like that. Like maybe like you could do a hot chocolate, but use like real cocoa and maybe coconut sugar and put some molasses in there. And that's really good for blood building. There's lots of little like wonderful ways that you can take care of yourself through all of this. So extra self-nourishment and nurturing would be really well received by your body right now. And your body is what you're driving around in. So we really need to take care of it and make sure that we boost our immune systems so that we don't even have to, you know, deal with colds and flus, which I've been pretty good at avoiding since I've learned about Chinese medicine and followed their like, you know, don't drink cold smoothies when it's winter because you can't warm up from the inside and it's hard on your spleen. And they have really smart information about how to take care of yourself. And I really haven't even gotten sick since then. It's probably been years now that I rarely get sick. So if you can follow like little rules and keep yourself like healthy, do that. Take care of you. Like, you need to do that. And then you can take care of the ones that rely on you because you've taken care of you. It's like giving yourself the oxygen mask first. Lots of hot baths and stretching and gentle like Tai Chi and breath exercises and all the things that nourish and support are important right now. Well, especially because the season's changing, which is a big deal. What else do we have here? I've got that. Scorpio season's coming. It's a really good time to delve into your own psyche too. Like if you have issues, I've actually thought lately, like, you know, when relationships go wrong and they don't work out for whatever reason and nobody tells you why they didn't work out or nobody wants to talk about it, I've found that I find that very upsetting and it kind of like haunts me, probably because I've got a Scorpio moon. So I want things dealt with. I want to understand. And then, you know, even if the relationship's over, I want to know like why, and I want you to know why. And that's the kind of work that can be done right now. So what I actually gave myself a little project for the Scorpio moon or the Scorpio season, which is just around the corner, is to pretend I'm about to die, which is always good with Scorpio because facing death is important. And that all the people that I felt like there wasn't a proper conclusion or understanding of what went wrong in my relationships, I'm going to write letters to everybody. Like as if that this was the last thing that I would ever write them. Hopefully that's not the case. But if, you know, that way I'll be like, I think thorough with what I'm saying because it might be the last thing I ever say. And I feel like it's going to be really cathartic. I haven't decided whether I'm going to send the letters, but I know with the way my psyche is, just even expressing it all very clearly and, you know, having the letter to each person will make me feel like I've done my best to sort it out. And I always want to feel like I've done my best to sort it out. I don't like leaving things hanging. It's upsetting because of the Scorpio. It's a very decisive energy and wants things very, you know, clear. So yeah, if you can do something like that, there's some little project where you can delve deep into your psyche and sort things out. This is the time coming up to do it. It's a very, very lucrative time to get in there and figure out what's kind of holding you back. Or you might even end up finding like much, much deeper things, things that you didn't even know were in your psyche could come out. So be prepared. Be prepared for that. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it for this podcast. If you have any questions or concerns or ideas to share, it'd be so great if you like the podcast. I mean, if you don't like the podcast, probably just you could stop listening. But if you do, it'd be great if you could leave a review. I hate asking for that because it's like weird, but it's really good for the podcast and for like reaching more people if there's good reviews, obviously, for the podcast. So wherever you listen, you know, there's like the Apple podcasts, like there's so many now and it's listed everywhere. So wherever you do listen, I would love it if you could leave a review. I'd really appreciate it. So that is it for this week. I hope that you are doing well and feeling good and, you know, capable of standing your ground and coming from your heart and, you know, being who you came here to be. And that's the sort of energy that can get you to exactly where you want to go and live the best life that you could live. So that's it. Thanks so much for listening and many blessings for this most potent and complicated new moon in Libra and for the sun about to go into Scorpio too. Take care.